So I have a great meme. I love memes. On my PowerPoint slide there, correct?
Yeah.
Eric calls them memes, but they're memes. It's a picture of Oliver Cromwell. He and the Roundheads, they didn't really care for...
Cavaliers.
Yeah, the Cavaliers, right? Because they were all about a monarchy. But here's the deal. Despite giving the idea and the presence that they were all about the people, Cromwell is going to quickly become a dictator. Basically a monarch. Where he is going to try to control all of English society. So it's going to start out this idea that everyone's going to have power and everyone's going to have the people. But almost as soon as Oliver Cromwell comes to power, he's going to face significant challenges. Two of the biggest areas he's going to face challenges from is from areas within Great Britain. Ireland and Scotland, where my people are from. Ireland and Scotland. See, Cromwell and the House of Commons tried to get rid of all Catholics, tried to get rid of all Anglicans. Catholics could have been banished to Ireland, or they could have been killed on the spot. So the people in Ireland didn't like the way that the English Catholics were being treated. To complicate the matters, you guys remember where James and Charles were from?
Scotland.
Scotland, right? Well, Charles I, his brother, Charles II, was over there saying, "Hey, yoo-hoo, I'm next in line to be king." So he's garnering some support. So the Commonwealth is going to make some enemies. And when I say the Commonwealth, I mean the government under Cromwell and the Roundheads, okay? Ireland's upset because they don't like the way that they're anti-Catholic. Scotland's going to be upset because this guy by the names of James II is going to say, "Hey, I'm next in line. You're not next in line. You don't have the power to get rid of the monarchy." So there's going to be some problems. There's also going to be a group of people called the Levellers. The Levellers were a group of poor men and women who lived in England. And at first, they were very open. They were accepting of Cromwell because the Levellers thought that maybe, just maybe, they would have a final say in government. They would finally be able to have a say in government. So the Levellers were a group of poor men and women. They were basically forgotten by the monarchy before. And when Cromwell comes to power, the Levellers have hope. Hey, maybe Cromwell's finally going to give us a say in the government. Maybe we're finally going to be treated equally. But the Levellers are going to soon find out that not everyone was equal under Cromwell's Commonwealth. See, because the Levellers were challenging Cromwell's authority, he didn't like to be questioned. He didn't like to be challenged. Cromwell's going to come out against the Levellers, throwing some of them in prison, killing others. Doesn't seem like everyone's equal, does it? His message doesn't seem to kind of add up, does it? He's talking about being all for the people, and you would think that he's going to be for the poor people, even. But he's really not for them, and he's not really for anybody who's not a Puritan. So Cromwell has some serious issues and some serious problems. Cromwell will die in 1658. And really, what we're going to see is after Cromwell dies, the Commonwealth sort of falls apart. They don't have a strong personality. They don't have a strong individual to come in and kind of take command. With Cromwell's death in 1658, England and the English people start calling that, hey, we need to bring back a king. We need to bring back somebody to kind of help stabilize. Cromwell kind of screwed us up for a little bit. We call it the kingless decade because, again, Cromwell's going to be in power for about 10 years or so. But when he dies, no one's there to take his place. So what we see is the Commonwealth start to fall apart. The Commonwealth start to fall apart.